The 2017 legislative process was the first for UWF with Dr. Martha Saunders at the helm. After the dust settled from last week's special session, we invited President Saunders to discuss how the university fared.
This was a particularly rocky year for higher ed in general. UWF, though, ended up in very good shape. We got money to complete our Science Annex lab. We got money for advanced manufacturing, and we got $2.7 million to support top programming. So we are happy about the new monies that we got and what we're going to be able to do with them.
Final budget figures aren't in yet, but Dr. Saunders says she expects a big boost to the bottom line when the university performance metrics and rankings are released at the Florida Board of Governors meeting next week.
We are looking forward to a very, very, very good year. We have reason to believe that we have increased substantially this year and that that will yield additional funding for the university.
Just 1 year ago, UWF ranked next to last among the 11 state universities in the 2016 performance funding model. If their projections are confirmed, UWF could wind up in the top three this year, in line to receive an enhancement of $20 million. The university is also optimistic about opportunities through Triumph Gulf Coast. The organization will manage the bulk of Florida's share of the BP oil spill settlement. That's now guaranteed to come to the eight most affected counties here in the Panhandle. But the 2017 legislative process wasn't all smooth sailing, as Governor Rick Scott vetoed $4.1 million in funding to UWF, including $1.1 million from the Archaeology Institute. During the special session, Saunders and her team scrambled to get the money back.
The archaeology money, there was an override by the Senate. The House agreed. The governor has committed to leaving that alone, and we were greatly relieved.
That's in large part because of the Luna Settlement Project. UWF Archaeology began research in 2015 after discovery of Tristan da Luna's 1559 colony along Pensacola Bay. Cuts would have dealt a blow to the Luna research, but Dr. Saunders says it would have continued, not only because of its importance to the university, but to the Pensacola community as well. But despite restoration of the archaeology money, $3 million in budget vetoes were upheld. The university's Doctor of Nursing Practice, a shared program with the University of Florida, and Doctor of Physical Therapy, offered in partnership with the University of South Florida, lost about $1 million each, essentially defunded.
Just because funding goes away doesn't mean the program goes away. It does, however, mean that the university has to step back, take a look at the program, consider whether it makes enough of a contribution to, you know, the overall well-being of the university to continue it.
At this point, it's not clear if those programs will continue. But Dr. Saunders says the university is committed to creation of a new PhD in robotics and intelligent systems in partnership with the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. That program also lost about $1 million to Governor Scott's veto pen. While the 2017 legislative process was not Saunders' first, it was the first time she had to navigate the political waters as university president, and she found it a bit more demanding. But now, with that behind her, she's looking ahead to what's next.
We have a number of new programming opportunities that we're launching. What we're calling the next big thing proposals are being launched just as fast as I can get them in, including UWF Global Online, enhanced cybersecurity, more STEAM initiatives.
Lots of cool stuff, she says, that will make it an interesting year. The new fiscal year begins July 1st. The fall semester starts August 28th. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.